Lascia. All right, it is Tuesday. Show Me the Money Club live Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. How's it going, Sergio? How you doing?
Excellent. Last show of the year. Excellent. And United Airlines.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, we could talk about that later. But
hang on, just
she can somebody chop. Said, not all right, go Bills.
Somebody said, will we get calm Sergio or angry Sergio? I'm not angry, but I'm angry at United Airlines. That's about it. So.
Well, we'll see, especially when we get towards that particular topic, because I'm sure you're probably going to bring that up. But either way, hopefully you guys had a great week. Next week and the following week, again, we will not be here because it's Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So go out there and make some money. That's the best way to do it. So this is going to be our last show of the year, and we got a good show for you. So let's actually go through the rundown right now. We are going to be talking about protecting your Uber Pro status. Protect it. Also, we're going to be talking about the lowest ride offer on Uber is an absolute joke. Somebody's getting on the naughty list. DoorDash is fixing account sharing against fake accounts. Uber and Lyft found loopholes to lock drivers out in New York City. We're also going to be talking about your first in-drive trip, Sergio, and how that went. And is it going to be better than Uber? Hence today's title. And yeah. In-drive beat Uber and Lyft. We'll see. Grubhub to pay $25 million from an FTC settlement. We're going to talk about what that's all about. Also, is Uber stock a Christmas gift from Mr. Market, or is Lyft better? Swifties, Tay-Tay, turn out to be good tippers for drivers. And also, customer catches Uber Eats lying about an order total. And some facts and funny. So we got a big jam-packed show for you today. Not as bad as last week. We got a lot of things on last week's docket, but this week is a little bit lighter than that. So either way. And then before we get into the show, again, we have no show next 2 weeks. We will start back up on, I believe it's the 6th, that Tuesday. No, the 7th. I don't know. Go back to some previous episodes and listen and hang out if you haven't listened to them. Enjoy. And again, go out there and make some money. The 23rd, 24th usually is pretty busy. And same thing with New Year's Eve. So make sure you plan out accordingly. Go out at the times that it's best. Switch up. So if you're doing delivery, go do delivery during those times when delivery pops up. And of course, rideshare when rideshare is. So you can max those earnings out on the road if you are deciding to drive. If you are not, if you have family events going on, or you have parties or whatever it might be that you might be doing on those holidays, well, enjoy and have some fun. So again, no shows over the next 2 weeks. We'll miss you guys though. We will. Also, if you want to kindly liking and sharing the show, we would appreciate that. What?
No. I was just putting my thumbs up. There's 400 people here and then we get 200 likes. I don't know. Maybe 200 are not liking it. I don't know.
I don't know. Buffalo Bills, damn straight. Damn skippity, yeah. 48 points. It's good to be on the other end of that. I mean, you score 42 points and still lose. So it's good to see 44 points. 48 points this week. Over 2 weeks, they scored 90 points. God damn.
But, I may have to quit KC, the Buffalo.
For over 30 points. Come on, KC. You're slacking here.
I may have to quit the Buffalo Bills train. Since I became a Buffalo Bills fan, my actual Barcelona football team, is collapsing. I don't know. I guess I cannot be.
Maybe that was the perfect time to switch.
Well, no.
Because if you have this, you know what they say? This is your finance channel at best. Buy high, sell low. I mean, wait, buy low, sell high. Hey,
my thing is buy high, sell higher. Buy high, sell higher.
yeah, but here's the thing. You want to get out of it when they're not doing well. So, hey, it looks like you kind of got out of it at the right time. So you at least have a winning team you're following.
I'm a true and true-blooded Barcelona fan. I will never quit it. I've been Barcelona fan for 20 years. You know, a few bad games is okay, you know. But I've seen, you know, I follow trends, right? Because of my trading. Uh-huh. So, the week I became a Buffalo Bills fan, not a fan, supporter for this year anyway. I'm still waiting for my football shirt, by the way. If they go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to buy me a Buffalo Bills jersey.
Nice.
But since that week, we're sputtering. We were just smashing people. I don't know. Now we're like sputtering. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you got to take it up with the coaching because they're doing something that they shouldn't be.
Go Bills.
Back to the announcements though. If you are interested and like to help support the channel, please consider becoming a member. It'll help with bringing more content and stuff like that when it comes to the rideshare guy. Also, if you speak Spanish or know somebody who does, RSG's in Espanol, and guess what, it is not going to be Godzilla anymore. No, it is AI generated, which is awesome. So it changes the mouth, so it matches what you're saying, which is pretty cool.
Scary.
And pretty wild at the fact, because then it's like, holy crap, what? I didn't speak Spanish, but I look like I'm speaking Spanish. So it's pretty cool. And also, if you want more in-depth content from the rideshare guy, or want to get notified of specials and, you know, when YouTube doesn't send out those notifications, because let's face it, they don't always, make sure you are signed up for the free RSG newsletter. And also, don't forget, we have some RSG and SMTMC merch available. So, sure you get yours.
That can't be true. That can't be true right there. No way. What? Dara and David are Bills fans? No.
Hold on. I got my phone right here. Hold on. Let me open up X. I can make this true.
Are Dara and David? I hope not.
CEO and
I met David, Mike Smith in Fisher. Tampa. Mike, you know how many people? Okay, so Eddie responded to you in person. Look, man, if it's not satisfactory, it's not satisfactory. But how many Uber executives would respond to you directly? Think about it. And somebody said,
"All right, there we go. We have." Wait for it.
That's correct, El Turco. Am I right? $11 for 10 minutes.
There you go.
What'd you do?
If you can want to see, we have Dara in a Bills jersey.
Oh, did you just do that? Yeah, put David in there too.
Yeah. Let's see. I love Gronk.
Oh, are you using
Gronk? You know what? I'm going to post that on X right now. So if you guys want to watch that, go there.
Are you using more Grok than ChatGPT?
Depending on what it is. I'll use them both though.
They said Grok has caught up to ChatGPT actually. Yeah, you know I'm saying. Yeah.
The new one just released for people.
Yeah.
Looks like Dara K.
Dara K is Dara K. Debo Meister says, Serge, have an Uber update later. Seriously? That's breaking news, bro. Send me the screenshot. Sergio@therideshareguy.com.
Opt out of. Whoa. Hold on. Is this breaking iPhone news. Or hold on? Hold on. Before we get into this, we got to double look at this. Let me see if I have an app update first.
Let me look at my phone. I have an Android. You have an iPhone. Doing so,
real time right now, baby. Real time. Oh shit! Sorry, I got a lot of
people. We're taking care of business here. You guys just messed us up.
hold on. Okay, hold on. I got to look to see if there's an update.
Okay, I got deliveries, intercity, Uber Pet, Uber X Priority, Uber X and Share and Comfort. Sign up for Shop and Deliver. Teen requests off. I don't have it.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see. I'll open up my app right now.
Yeah, sure way to jinx the Bills now. There you go, Roxy. Yep. Roxy, where are you these days? You're like.
I don't see that.
Okay, Devo Meister, you messed us all up. Okay, we'll take a look at it. I mean, that's important news. So the fact that we're not doing the shows next 2 weeks, maybe I'll do one of those special Q&A sessions. So I'm going to have like withdrawals like I have with cigarettes. So I don't know what to do with myself for 2 weeks.
Well, it's just the way that the holidays fall. So, no, next year, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are both going to be on Wednesday. So we'll still be here on normal 2 days. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we've done 137 weeks in a row. I think we can afford 2 weeks off. That was season one. We're wrapping up season one today. We're going to season two at the beginning of the year.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, we'll see. Stay tuned. We'll announce it if we're going to do something like that, but we'll see. Anyway, so let's go, buddy. Hard stop at 5 p.m. I have
4 p.m. for soccer. Those in the east side coast. All right, first off, Sergio, I don't know if you saw this or not, but we need some information. We need to know if this is real, what's going on here. So this I found on Reddit earlier. And we all know Reddit can be a bunch of shit, but it also can be some pretty good stuff. So apparently you can now get rated on canceled rides. Huh? So if you're seeing this, let me know.
No. If the ride doesn't start, you can't rate.
Now, that's what I was just going to say. If you start the ride and then cancel it, yes, they can rate you. That has not changed. That has not been different. But this came up. This caught my attention earlier today. And allegedly, you can now be rated if you cancel. Yeah. So my question is, and this is not, this is more so if you don't start the trip. So let's say they got the car seats, children with no car seats. There's five people instead of four, whatever it might be. So you have to cancel the ride before you actually begin it. Again, don't begin the ride until, you are going there, starting the ride before they're even coming out the door, look, you're going to run into that problem. And then, they can rate your ass. So again, that's where I don't know the full context of this, but we have a great community here. That's why I'm putting it out to you guys. If you see this, if you're canceling and you see you're getting rated on these particular cancels where you are literally showing up, not starting the ride and then canceling it, please let us know. We do want to know that.
Yeah, that's important. We will get rid of that for sure. Do drivers get the rate right? Yeah, exactly. Good question. However, a lot of drivers, newbies especially, what they do is, they get there and then they start the trip. Even some veterans in the old days when we had the rate card, right? You want to make some extra cash, you just start the trip because of the time and, because of the time and distance factor. But don't do that. That's not a good habit. Don't start the trip because then the rider gets a notification. Then the rider is going to think you're leaving already. Don't just wait a couple of minutes. And if you're going to cancel after a couple of minutes, just cancel and move on. But don't start the trip, period, at all. Yeah.
Exactly. So again, I don't know the full context of that. That's why I wanted to put it out to everybody, just in case we are seeing something like that happening. If it's one of these things where it spreads like wildfire, pops up, or it was where that particular person did start the trip when they got to the actual pickup location, something happened and they canceled at that point. Where then again, that's always been a possible rating situation. So we just want to know this, clarify it, and be on top of it. So again, this is something I saw earlier. So if you see something like that, just get hold of us, let us know. And then that way we can make sure we'll work on that for you guys. But with that being said, let's get right into Uber Pro, man. Uber Pro status is not protected. You got to protect it, baby.
So I got this email from Uber. So last quarter, I didn't make it to any status. But this quarter, I'm going to make it to gold at least, Chris. If not, maybe. What's the next one? Platinum? Yeah. So gold is in the bag.
Then you get diamond.
Yeah, then I get diamond. I'm not going to get there. Well, I'm doing more trips so to figure things out. But anyway, so it says meet the required standard to maintain your Uber Pro status. Now, Uber Pro status is dependent on the city you're in, the state you're in. Uber has all these different thresholds, qualifications for that. In California, don't hate the messenger, okay, please. in order to get Uber Pro status, the threshold in California is by points. We don't have acceptance rate problems. That's probably because of Prop 22. But we do have a cancellation rate threshold, which is 4%. First of all, I don't do a trip. I don't cancel, Chris, because if I ain't going to do it, I'm just not going to accept it. I mean, period.
Well,
it's like, you know,
if well, there are certain things where you may have to cancel the trip.
No, I know.
Because of factors that are beyond yours. Like I said earlier, too many people in the car or trying to get in the car. Are you going to take five people instead of four when your car only fits four? Are you going to take that liability?
No, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is that, you know, most of the time, well, not most of the time, as you can see, the cancellation rate is zero. So, but I got this email. I don't know why, but then a driver sent it to me on the last screenshot, the third one. But it says, hi, Sergio, your Uber Pro status protection has ended today. That was December 2nd. That's the day that Uber went from the AR and CR, now is calculated off of the last 100 trips as opposed to 200. And that coincided with that. As a reminder, on 12.2, we updated how we calculate your acceptance and cancellation rates in your city. Your acceptance and cancellation rate look back window. Who writes this shit? Uber. Look back window.
I'm sorry, I blocked off my window. I tinted it. You can't see.
Anyway, updated from your last 200. So I didn't know what this meant. And I'm like, okay, but I didn't even have status to protect to start with. Now, if this was next quarter, I would have had gold or platinum status to protect. So I go, what the heck? And then, of course, you know, we have this like telepathic relationship with the audience. And literally while I'm like trying to figure out what this is, I get an email. It says, what is this, search? It happened to be a driver with an Uber Pro status. And he got this email. He goes, protect your status. For your great service, we've added an extra 3 months to your platinum status, which you can use for any 3-month Uber Pro period. Think of it like a platinum pass. Cool. You don't need to earn the usual points, just activate status protection and you'll be platinum no matter how many points you earn. Ah, wonderful. How did I earn this? Blah, blah, blah. What can I, when can I use it? You can use this one-time status pass protection now. So if you click restore now, go. You're going to protect your platinum status or gold status or diamond status. So if you guys got this, I hope you protected your status as opposed to, you know, not, because you should have. But and I know many of you do go, I mean, you full-timers, you know, they're mostly platinum or diamond drivers, not because they want to be, but they drive a lot more. But so now that I'm going to be gold at the end of this quarter, you know, maybe Uber will send me the protection status as well. I don't know.
Honestly, I love how Uber loves their, and so proud of their Uber Pro statuses. They're so proud of it. And I look at it, I'm like, bro,
what does it get you
again? I could wipe my ass with that.
Huh? What's it get you? You know, I looked at the gold benefits. There's a lot of benefits. No, I'm just kidding.
There's benefits, but it's like doesn't benefit me in any way. I don't give a shit. So I know, to be honest. I've never cared about it. But the problem with the look back window, the look back window that they're phrasing, taking it out of 100 rides instead of 200, that means now for every 100 trips that you take, you can't cancel more than four because it's that 4%. Yes. Before that, it used to be 8. Yes. So, yeah.
Well, also, you can, you know, this may matter to a lot of people who are in the Advantage versus Standard cities, states, whatever. So, you know, to bump your...
they haven't had a free cookie in God knows how long. And every time you go get the Subway cookie, they weren't there.
No,
I got a Subway cookie once.
Did you guys hear, like, by the way, Dara is quitting? Did you guys hear that? Dara is going to quit. And, you know, I'm kidding.
Well, that's what we talked about We talked about that a while ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's probably earlier this year, maybe.
I don't like the way he looks these days. I mean, physically. He used to be like in shape and stuff. Now I watch his interviews. His hands are all shaky and stuff. I don't know what's going on with Dara. So I'm like, all this bad juju.
I mean, he's living in San Francisco, are putting on him, so maybe, karma,
you know? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
maybe he's stepping too much human poo-poo.
Yeah, I know. I know. But all the Twitter abuse he gets, right? So, but long story short. So, you know what? Yeah.
It's like, you know how you watch like Obama go in the office, come out, and he's like aged like 40 years? It's probably the same thing there. It's just that there's so many drivers quitting. I don't know what to do. Why are no rides being accepted? I don't know what to do. Maybe you should watch Show Me the Money Club, and then you'll know what to do.
Those two bastards, Show Me the Money guys, you know, are...
Oh, my God, it costs millions. And drivers aren't accepting. What the hell?
Our acceptance rate's crashing nationwide. Yeah, what's happening? But anyway, long story short.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to give you a quick little update because Joe's not here and his video won't be coming out for a couple more weeks. He's had the pay change in Minnesota with the new rates. His acceptance rate has doubled. It went from like 25 or 26 or something like that. It's at like 50 something right now.
He's working on the top off.
He said, that's what he said. He said his is going to go up much. So right there you go. You're going to see acceptance rates go back up to where they would be if you just paid drivers their fair share.
Exactly. It's very, very easy. Uber is a very easy thing to do. You know, pay Seattle, pay, you know, pay more, fair pay. You know, we're not asking, you know, look, a lot of you are going to say, I want to make $80 an hour. That's not going to happen. Fair pay, 30, you know, I mean, look, man, you know, we'll accept more trips. I mean, I don't know how I'm like at 400 points almost in gold in a month. So, well, no month, like in, I don't know, like month and couple of weeks. I'll definitely go to gold because to me, personally speaking, it seemed like they have raised the minimum fare after 6,000 videos I did for $2 trips and I can't buy a pack of gum and all that shit. I think they raised the fares, the minimum anyway.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to regretfully disagree. And that is because we're seeing a ride right here.
Well, that's not from LA County. That's from Ventura County.
Okay, well, it's still the lowest you've ever seen.
This is, by the way, you know what? I had an email today. Actually, I'm doing a behind the wheel tomorrow morning with a driver. You know, in Ventura County, they don't show you where the rider is going either.
Mm-hmm.
They have the last five out of 10 minutes north. They have the last 5 out of 10 garbage that they played with in LA County for a while. That is real for sure. That's your ticket right there. Yeah.
Okay, but my question is, why is there a range? I've never seen a range on a ride.
Ventura County comes like that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, look,
we know where the trend is going. Rideshare is, I mean, come on, people. You know, look, $3, $2. What's the difference between this and a $3, $2.85, $2.25? Daniel says minimums actually. Well, when they'll get the adjustment, the Prop 22 adjustment. All I'm saying is rideshare is out of control. Okay. And
well, the companies.
The
companies are. The companies are out of control, not rideshare itself. But
we care about our own end, right? I mean, you know, look, a lot of people pay attention to take rates, this, that. Honestly, I don't want to like piss you people off, but you shouldn't care that much about that. You have no control over it. Is it a profitable trip for you? And if it's not, decline. Period. Let the damn thing ping out. Don't even click the X. Just let it go. And don't get pissed off. Don't get upset. It'll ruin your whole day. Just go at your business, cherry pick. This is, you know what we know, right? People, by far, cherry pickers make much, much more money percentage-wise than people who accept everything. I have this from a very reliable source, okay? So just sit there, be like Boston here, Matt in Boston. Just, you know, pick the bad, pick the chips that are good for you. Screw it. Screw Uber. Screw Lyft. Just be patient, man. You know, but yeah, that's a new low. Yeah.
Yeah. So $1.87 to $2 for a minimum fare ride. Whew.
Damn. Yeah. Prop 22 will top that off though. If you looked at it, the pickup was like 9 miles on that goddamn thing. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pickup.
Yeah. So for the stats on this, it's 18 minutes away, 9.9 miles. For a 3-minute 0.6 mile trip.
So Prop 22, this 21 minutes P2, P3, that's like $7 plus 10 miles. That's another 3.5. So this trip actually would pay $10. $10.5 with your top off. But then what Uber will do is the algo will send you some that balances it out, and then, you know, it'll all be like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's it.
So quite ridiculous. IMO. Yeah. Either way,
$22 an hour. That's trips, what we make.
These types of trips, stay away from. But the real thing is, why is this person ordering something that's literally half a mile away when you could walk that?
Well, that also goes to show that the matching algo, how messed up it is, right? I mean, it's sending you 10 miles to go half a mile. Why is that? Why do you think that is, Chris? That's because drivers are passing on and they go, nope, no thank you. And that's the Uber.
Well, I mean, think, problem. Honestly, honestly, even if you were walking slow, you would still walk that in half the time of somebody to come pick you up and drop you off there. You would make it there in 10 minutes versus 21 minutes.
Well, if they priced that correctly, because all the drivers in the vicinity of that rider declined this. That's why it keeps going further out now, because we can't sell this shit for this price. Algo. Why don't you figure that out? That is the price.
Jeff, I don't care. He can roll himself all the way there.
What's happening? Did I miss something?
He said perhaps the rider is disabled. It's possible, but let's be real. The reality is they're probably just fat and lazy.
Brutal. He can roll himself there. Come on, bro.
I mean, the reality is they're probably just fat and lazy. That's the reality.
I'm not going to touch that. We get canceled.
I don't give a shit.
I know you don't. All right, let's go.
Jeff, they're probably playing victim.
Jeff loves victims. Norma up there.
They're probably playing the victim card. Well, you know, I can't walk a half a mile because of whatever. Because I'm scared of the outside. Well, you know.
Well, anyway. Please. Okay.
I ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah. Don't accept these. Just let it ping out. There's only 10 seconds. It messes up the algo some more. Don't click the X. Let it ping out. Okay. There you go. That's it.
All right. Well, speaking of fake accounts, well, it looks like DoorDash may be doing a few things to try to help mitigate the problem, but will it?
Okay. So
what do you think?
No, okay. So so all of you here and, we do have fans in high places. We have fans in San Francisco at Uber Lyft HQ. We have fans at Uber HQ in New York. We have fans. We are being watched. Even my Twitter account is being watched. So, you know, so that's all I'm saying. However, we can add DoorDash now to our fanboy list. Because I'm pretty sure
maybe
after we did that behind the wheel with Trent, where he says he just leased his account to his wife's employee's husband, who happens to be illegal in Florida. Then we did that wonderful behind the wheel with Luis from Delivery TV, where we laid out the case. Yep. FYI, there is some massive, massive articles coming out on this subject. So mainstream media seems like they're listening to us as well. And they pick this up and they go, I've been busy. That's all I can say. And stay tuned. So now DoorDash goes, son of a bitch. Those two guys never touched us before. But now, you know, they're throwing us under the bus. DoorDash, it ain't that difficult. I even know the get around for you. So if you're interested, you know where to find me. This is very easily fixed. Not this way, not your way. And DoorDash is doing this, and I did get confirmation of this, by the way, in Massachusetts. I have some drivers who also do DoorDash. They go, Serge, you cannot believe the strictness of the app now. It asked me ID verification every 2 hours. It made me redo the whole app, upload my documents again. This is good. In fact, yesterday it happened to me. I ended a trip. I had accepted another trip. And the trip disappeared. It goes, we need to verify who you are. I'm going like, wonderful. Wonderful. I got nothing to hide. Click, back on the road. The only problem that I see, this is good. This is really good. DoorDash, thumbs up. We need to end this, okay? Because it's super unsafe for the consumer. Screw the driver or the courier. This is super unsafe for the consumer. And the only bad thing in this is, do you see in the middle screenshot, we are rolling out more frequent identity verification and new machine learning technology to better ensure Dashers are who they are. Thumbs up, DoorDash. You're listening. Thank God. However, we will now require more than 150,000 Dashers to re-verify their identity each week. That's not even a single drop in the bucket, DoorDash. Last earnings call, I listened to all of them, including yours. You know, you're not spared. You said there's only over 10 million Dashers, part-time, full-time. 150,000? What is that, 1%? No. We have to do this for everybody, every DoorDash account out there, okay? And then
speaking of, I have Tony Hsu in a Bills jersey.
Yeah, we'll put them all side by side. While and then DoorDash finished by saying, while no system is perfect, we know that our safeguards are effective and produce meaningful results every week. Our screening process prevents over 15,000 prospective Dashers who failed to meet our criteria from joining the platform. Thumbs up, DoorDash. This is awesome. This is a good start. The article's still coming out. Sorry. but this is good. This is a good start. Let's get that 150,000. Let's put a couple more zeros behind that. And let's get it up there. Well, I have zero problem verifying my identity every time they ask me to. Every time.
In their defense, they might be targeting ones that have been flagged. And so what essentially happens is no. They don't need to, but they don't need to verify everybody. That's the thing. You got to remember the costs associated with verifying everybody. They could actually use this in a way where they don't have to verify everyone. They can verify accounts that have been flagged that have different IMEs using on their phone accounts. So, each phone has identifiable information on it. And also, you grant access to GPS and other data that's on your phone. So you could be using multiple phones or multiple tablets or whatever it might be. If it's still part of the same ecosystem, it might just say, okay, that is the person who is using the account, and it's not going to raise any red flags. But if you have an account that normally, let's say you're in LA County, and then all of a sudden it pops up in Sacramento, that could be a little bit of a red flag. And then also, the IME or the identifiable information is brand new or it's changing. Those could send up the red flags where they're like, okay, these are the ones that we need to start with, because there's something fishy going on. There's not something right. And that's how the system is determining who to verify and make sure that they're the correct person. Absolutely. So that is a potential where they're actually, using technology to their advantage to be able to flag accounts that could be potentially hazardous or fraudulent or doing one of these types of things, when in fact your account or my account or anybody who's watching his account, it's their account because they're sticking to it. And there's nothing that the system would say, well, hey, something's going on here, have them verify.
Yeah, Uber is doing the same thing, FYI. So every time I do pick up a delivery now, in most restaurants now, but this is all about the hardware issue, the receipt that pops out has a QR code. Before, I can just grab the food and walk out and steal the food or do whatever. Now you grab the food, the attendant, behind the counter at the restaurant is asking you to zap that QR code that's printed on the receipt. That's how you start your trip actually now on Uber. So they're trying to prevent food theft that way, obviously, which is costing the restaurant billions of dollars. The only the way this is done, Chris, I actually talked to an IT person. You know how if you have if you're using somebody else's account, and if DoorDash asks you to verify with a selfie, right? What they do is they turn the account off. They don't ask for a selfie. They call the account owner, who's on another phone, right? And tell them, okay, verify so I can get back on and work for you again, right? Because they linked the account out. Well, DoorDash, those two phones are two different phones. You can just by GPS, you could figure that out where the verification is happening and where the driver is at. If they're not side by side or literally like the same phone, you know there is some shenanigans going on there. So this is a good start. That's all I'm going to say. And I think we're getting places with this finally after a year. We're getting places with this fake accounts, illegal accounts, and all that stuff. So I'm glad. I'm glad we can make a change.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long road. It shouldn't be, though. It should be something that they can, you know, do quite quickly. But at least it's steps in the right direction. So that's good.
Yeah, they don't do anything until they're forced to do it, Chris. We know that very well.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The problem is, even when they're forced to do it, they'll still find loopholes. Just like Uber and Lyft in New York City are finding loopholes to avoid drivers today, on the platform.
I love your
segue. I know that. Man, you're just giving me the ball.
I'm like,
just
wow. Holy shit. He's prepared. He's prepared.
Solid, huh?
Solid. So we will have some news when we talk about, well, we won't have news, but don't fear New York drivers. There may be help on the way. So Uber Lyft found a new loophole in the driver pay law. Drivers push back. Yeah, they did. And so they're going to rewrite that utilization rate shenanigans, right? And typical Uber and Lyft style, Lyft goes, it's Uber's fault. You know how you're like in elementary school and you just get in a fight or something? And then you go point the other way. You go, it's his fault. And then Uber goes, no, it's Lyft's fault. Right? So.
Yeah, but you know what they say, though, in sports, it's the person who got caught by the refs who's at fault.
Yeah, that's usually the second person, right? Yeah. Uber and Lyft found a way. Okay, so right here, yeah, as you guys know, if you're in New York City, this is only New York City problem, not New York State. This is the five borough problem.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it is. So you could finish a trip without warning. The app will just turn off and you won't be able to log on because the algo figured out we cannot put all these drivers on the road. Whose problem is that? Why is that the driver's problem, Uber and Lyft? If you did not oversaturate, if you stuck to that 80,000 number, if you did not bring these new licenses onto the market because you were doing some EV push or whatever you're doing, whose fault is that? Why is the driver at fault here? So New York City drivers took home more money, spent more time online, and did more trips on average while restricted access took place compared to the same time period a year ago. This is Mr. Gold. And Lyft said it started lockouts only after Uber did. See, it's his fault. It's their fault. We didn't do it.
Uber, Lyft, standoff.
Yeah, Uber like, oh, no. And then Uber, I've spoken to Uber about this. They go, Sergio, Lyft did not cap the driver onboarding process. They onboarded way too many. See, this is the thing. That utilization rate is a combined utilization rate of 53%. Okay? That's what the TLC decided, Taxi Limousine Commission in New York. Well, when you oversaturate and put too many drivers on, they all log on. What happens to the utilization rate? It goes down. When it goes down, that's when they have to kick people off the platform. Well, not kick, but lock them out. So Uber was saying, we stopped onboarding new drivers like last September, like a year ago, but Lyft kept doing it. And because of that, they lowered the utilization rate for both teams. You know what I mean? And now we're the bad guy. We have to lock people out too. I'm going like, I'm not buying anybody's side here. I'm on nobody's side except the driver's side. This is definitely not a driver problem. It's a company problem. Signing on too many drivers. And now the drivers lose, as usual. They get the shaft. Of course, the driver always gets the shaft. So CJ Macklin, a spokesman for Lyft, said, the lockouts were unfortunately the direct result of the city's complex driver pay system. So now Lyft is pointing the finger to Uber. Lyft is pointing the finger to the city. Uber is pointing the finger to Lyft. I'm going like, no, no. The problem is you, TNCs. Okay? We don't have a complex system. New York State, New York boroughs have the best paying system behind Seattle. So shut up. And he added that consequence was drivers face reduced earnings opportunities because you signed on too many. You signed up too many Lyft. There's an 80,000 cap in New York City. Abide by the cap. There you go. He added that consequence was drivers face reduced earnings opportunities and rider experience longer wait times. Huh? CJ Macklin, open invitation. Well, you know where we are. And he said if drivers were paid more, riders in New York, who already pay some of the highest fares in the country, would ultimately bear the cost. Mr. Macklin,
do.
Mr. Macklin, you always pass it on. You never, ever take it on you. Either you take it from the driver or you take it from the rider. Why are you guys lying to the reputable, you know, outlet as the New York Times is? Come on. You guys stop bullshitting. It's just bullshit. Stop onboarding new drivers. Let the people who exist service the needs of the consumer. That's it. Well, when the new utilization rate comes on, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah. But, so, New York, good luck. Yeah. Well, New York City, good luck.
Good luck.
It'll be a showdown. Well,
no, I mean, it was good until they messed it up. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's just Uber and Lyft's fault. I think it's also a lot of the regulational fault, putting these caps on.
Yeah, but they're the ones they agreed. They're the ones they agreed to 53% utilization rate, bro. All right, come on.
Yeah, I mean, look, they did stupid things, and now they got to play the stupid game, and so it is what it is. But yeah, drivers should not be at fault at that.
Well, I have good friends at the New York Times, Ahmed Mahmoud. New York Times is a reputable outlet. I mean, to a point, I have good friends there, so I have to say that.
I don't know. I think Kelly, it kind of lost some credibility recently.
Yeah, well, they all have.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. All right, well, let's move on. Hey, I think you were in Florida.
I was.
Last week, right?
United Airlines. Right. United Airlines. I'm going to get my money back. I'm going to spend $2,000, but I'm going to get that money back from you, United Airlines. Anyway, so I was in Florida, as I previously said, for the launch of InDrive in Tampa, Florida. And I was staying pretty close to the airport. So I took my first trip as a rider. I downloaded the app, put the credit card up. And so we have two videos on the channel. Please go check it out. The first one came out a couple days ago. The last one came out yesterday. You know, you can see on the first one, you can see how it works from the rider's perspective. And this is my receipt of the first trip that I took. How the transaction works, how the negotiation process works. It's pretty seamless. InDrive has a new app just for the US, by the way, so you guys know. I'm not affiliated with InDrive, but I am always looking out for choices that are functioning. There are so many new companies out there that either they're lacking this or they're lacking that or lacking this. InDrive, by the way, is a global company, 47 countries, 650 cities, valued as close to probably $1.5 billion to $2 billion. They've been around for 11 years, and I took my first trip, so I'll just give you guys a snapshot of it. The day of the event, I was going from my hotel to the event site, which was a restaurant slash bar. And it was 1.5 miles, 1.8 miles away from my hotel, and duration was 10 minutes. Okay. So I priced a trip on Uber. I priced a trip on Lyft. All this is on the videos. Please go check out the videos. They're on the channel with the orange tagline saying Sergio's Diaries. I don't want to get too much into it, but it works seamlessly. Some wonderful driver with a very clean Acura, leather seats, comfort basically, came pick me up. I saved about $2 over Uber and Lyft. So Uber and Lyft would have charged me $10 for a standard or X trip. I got the trip for $8. So as a rider, I saved 20%. And what do you think, Chris, would Uber and Lyft would have paid to the driver on a trip like this out of $10 that they're charging me?
Whatever the minimum fare is in Tampa.
$3, right? Something like that. $3.50, right? So InDrive has a special now. They're not charging the 30% cut. 30% includes 20% is expenses and 10% is their cut. This is the true 70-30 split, not the Lyft Hocus Pocus 70-30 after expenses and all that stuff. Even under that circumstance, the driver would have made probably about 60% more on this trip, about $6, $5.60 range. But on this trip, he made 11 because the InDrive is giving the driver the whole fare, which was 8, plus I tipped him $3. He made $11 for 10 minutes. Look, I'm all for choices that are beneficial to the rider as well as the driver. At the moment, I see nothing but this being a tool in the toolbox of the driver. And look, give it a shot. If you're in Tampa, in Fort Lauderdale, in Miami, FYI, Chris, in Miami, InDrive market share over the last year, 7%. They are definitely taking market share.
Taking a little bit of a chunk out of them.
Miami is a big market. So 7% is quite a bit. And they can pick up and drop off all the airports as well. Give it a shot if you're a driver there. Nothing to lose. You don't like it? You don't like it. Do you like it? Do it. It's just another tool in your toolbox. You have Uber on, Lyft on, turn on InDrive as well. And the best thing is, I believe, it's beneficial for both sides of the marketplace. Riders will save. Drivers will definitely make more. Are you going to get rich doing InDrive? No. However, you will definitely make more money doing InDrive under the same trip circumstances, and give it a shot.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have to appease shareholders and you don't have to work for a stock price. You don't have to squeeze drivers for pay and you don't have to squeeze passengers to pay more. So, they're at a sweet spot right now because they can charge the passenger less, which the passenger is going to be a lot more happier, and they can pay the driver more. The driver's going to be a lot more happier. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. This is what I've been saying. Disruptors are going to get disrupted, and it's only going to happen quicker.
It's almost
going to happen quicker. Uber and Lyft, you better watch out. Ooh, shit's coming.
Look, it was almost like a true independent contractor thing, right? I put in.
Yeah, because you can negotiate, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't lowball, right? You can't go like as a rider, go, I'm going to do this trip for $3 or something. That's not going to happen. So InDrive suggests you a price. You go shop. Look at Uber, look at Lyft. If you can save yourself as a rider 20%, the driver can make an average 30-40%. It's a no-brainer to me. And the new app is working beautifully. So
nice. Awesome. Well, I just got to let you know that while you were in Sunnyside, Florida, enjoying some palm trees by the ocean, I was here shoveling a shit ton of snow.
You sent me your car.
I didn't send you that. No. This is after all the fucking snow fell, 30 something odd inches of it, pissing me off even more. And guess what? By the way, the snow is almost all gone too, by the way, which I'm happy about. I took my great car out today. I had a lot of fun, but the reality is that's what I had to deal with. Well, you were sipping margaritas in Florida. So lucky you.
Yeah. Well, I may freeze my butt in New York coming up in January. So, you know what I mean? So let's not complain about that. So I want to touch upon this because this is important. Arch user says, my gut says InDrive might cause lawsuit for racism. Okay. Think about it. Your full name and your car type will be choice for rider. What is it different than Uber and Lyft? I'm like, what are you saying, bro? I'm not sure. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like Uber and Lyft are different. You can't be racist against your driver. Of course you can. I'm not sure. It doesn't make sense.
Honestly, I can see where you're going with that for sure. There is a possibility. Let's be real. But the reality is I don't think people are necessarily going to take that into account as much, but it does happen on Uber and Lyft, just probably in a different way. If you probably get more canceled rides when you're going to pick somebody up and somebody cancels on you and like, what the heck's going on? That type of thing can be the exact same type of situation. Maybe they just don't want you as their driver. So the reality is it's going to happen, but I don't think it happens anywhere near as much as
it happens on Uber and Lyft all the time. Some people are. It happens all the way home.
DeVoe, thank you for the super chat.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you, DeVoe. That's Dara's picture still there. I love it. But, you know, Dara with his, you know, he does this quite a bit. And then he does, you know, the other thing he's doing now is like when he's lying, right? Yeah, you can tell, you know, his fingers are all moving different directions. Arch user, just if you're in Tampa, Miami, or Fort Lauderdale, just give it a shot. Turn the app on. Let's see what happens.
Look,
man.
Arch user, the one thing I'm going to tell you, it's perspective. And honestly, if you get that out of your head and you don't even make that as an issue, you will never see it. So if you are going to make it front and center, you're going to see it all the time. Think about like when you have a car, when you get a brand new car, you start seeing it all over the place. Before that, you don't really see it because it wasn't on your mind. It wasn't front and center. So it's the same type of thing. You got to have that. You got to get out of that mentality of, you know,
100%,
100%. What could happen.
Nobody's picking on you.
If you don't even think about it, it doesn't happen. Honestly.
Yeah. Hey,
Ahmed, thank you.
British, that's pounds, bro. That's pounds. Hold on.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
That's pounds. That's like $7. Ahmed, hats off to you. You're from London.
Number one.
Or UK, somewhere in UK. Somewhere there. I don't know. So there's two videos on the channel. Please go check it out. One from the Riders app, how I ordered the trip. It's all there. And one, I was next to a wonderful driver here. He had his driver app on. I had my rider app on. We put it side by side and how the negotiation process works. It's two great videos, how to, and, you know, there you go. Well, El Turco. Wait a minute. I just saw the Turkish flag. Are you Turkish, bro? Merhaba. No, sorry. I made total 19 miles and earned 34 when in driving Tampa. There you go. See, he's doing it in Tampa. Hats off to you, bro. I'm telling you, you're going to definitely make more money than Uber and Lyft. It's just, that's a given. That's a given. Now,
we need a third. I think everybody needs a third company. So whether it's, you know, whatever company that might be, we need a third company in all markets.
We need more.
So hopefully InDrive can be the answer. I agree, but you need three to really, you know, begin that competition process and to really make it where it's going to be beneficial towards everybody. Because if you don't, you're getting exactly what's happening right now with Uber and Lyft. Shittier rides, shittier cars, shittier drivers, shittier passengers. And it's just in shittifying everything. And that's the true definition. Shittier. And I can't wait until Corey Doctorow comes on as a guest. We can talk about that.
January. We'll get Corey.
The reality is, if there's more companies that are in the area, three or more, you know, you're going to start having competition where, hey, we have to pay drivers a little bit better because, you know, this company is going to be paying them a little better. Hey, we have to keep our rates a little more competitive. We have to do things that are going to be a little bit outside the box instead of claiming these Uber Pro rewards. When in fact, I don't know how much of a benefit they really are to a lot of people. I mean, to me, I look at them and I'm like, that's not about me, but okay. Man,
without being selfish, I'm looking for both sides of the marketplace. Both sides of the marketplace right now are being royally screwed by the incumbents.
Oh, I agree. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you get a win-win.
I'm like, hey, you want to do it? Do it. You don't want to do it? Don't do it. Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about Grubhub. And they're going to pay $25 million.
You know, it was not 25. It was 125.
Oh, what the bullshit is that? We don't give out. You got to read
I read the whole story, but I just sent you these two. It was 125 million.
Oh.
But Grubhub just was sold after Just Eats bought Grubhub about 4 years ago for $7.5 billion. It was just sold to another company for $600 million. Goes to show how wonderful this delivery business is. 90% haircut there. And
yeah, but I mean, look at some of the companies out there.
Shit, bro. It's a horrible business, this delivery shit. But the thing was, FTC and Grubhub came to a resolution because Grubhub's financials could not support $125 million penalty. So they settled for $25 because they cooperated. And now I tweeted this out.
I'm sorry, but a 20%, I'm sorry, 20% of the fine that you're supposed to get is not good in my book. I would only have gone down 25%, not down.
There may be a reason for that. Who gets the fine? Yeah, the consumer is going to get this bulk of this money. So food delivery is a three-sided marketplace. You got the driver, you got the restaurant, you got the consumer, and Grubhub is in the middle, just like Uber Eats, just like DoorDash, right? They do this shady shit all the time. Okay, I'm glad. One of the reasons, Chris, maybe that this was Lina Khan's last settlements. As you know, Lina Khan is not going to be the head of the FTC. There's going to be a new crew with the new administration. Trump already announced a new head of the FTC. So there may have been some deals closing, you know, at the end there or whatever. But look, Grubhub said we can't afford $125 million. We'll fully cooperate. We'll do everything we can. Please give us $25 million. So what happened is that this is a lawsuit over alleged, of course, because they're not going to accept or deny any fault, just how all the settlements happen, people, over unlawful practices that harmed diners, workers, and small businesses. Three-sided marketplace, FTC announced on Tuesday. This just came out literally like an hour ago. The complaint claims that Grubhub deceived diners, meaning, you know, consumers, about delivery costs and blocked access to their accounts. Rising prices among third-party food delivery services has continued to frustrate Americans. And we have another one coming from Uber Eats as well. Uber Eats probably is next on this one. Grubhub will pay $25 million to settle a lawsuit from FTC. The complaint claims Grubhub deceived diners about delivery costs, and the company also deceived workers. Hello, that's you, people. The couriers, workers, about how much money they would make delivering food and list their restaurants on its platform without their permission. There you go. Good job, Grubhub. No wonder your valuation went from $7.5 billion to $600 million. And I do know a couple of people at Grubhub who show up at Curbivore every year. So this year, maybe we can talk about this. But after this, they probably won't talk to me. But it is what it is. So one by one, Chris, one by one. When did we have the Lyft settlement? What was it? Last month. Uber had a nice one, right?
Well, it depends on the settlement from the FTC, yeah. But like other ones, they had different.
There's more to come. But now, I don't know how the new FTC under Trump is going to do, if they're going to go after these TNCs and DNCs like Lina Khan has. Lina Khan has gone after these companies and has done a good job as far as I'm concerned. I'm not in the camp of the VC bro saying that she's horrible for business and this and that. I think she did a really good job over the last 4 years. I'll miss her. But hopefully the new administration's FTC picks up where they left off, because these companies need to be kept under check. They need to be kept under check because they do the shady shit all the time until they get caught. This needs to keep going on. So that's it.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that needs to take place is that the FTC needs to really be there for protecting the consumer in all cases. And if they're not doing their job, which they haven't been for, you know, decades, really, then it's just a big problem. So they need to really have somebody who's going to go in there and make sure that things get done that will protect the consumer, protect, you know, the people who are, you know, that are not getting benefited from, you know, these practices that these businesses are doing, whether it's something like Uber and Lyft, or, you know, whether it's Hoover or whatever it might be. I think people need to step up, and then instead of giving them like tiny little fines, actually give them fines that will slap them in the face, and they'll be like, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I won't even attempt doing that, because they don't want to risk getting a fine that could eat into, you know, 50% of their profit for, you know, a year or something, which would be a much larger substantial when it comes to that, versus dropping it from $125 million to $25 million because they can't pay it.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, he's right. Wheels right on this. Because you know why? Because they say, oh, we have an app. We have nothing to do with it. I'm like,
yeah, you know what, though? I mean, honestly, it's not just Uber and Lyft. It's several companies out there that are doing it. And I mean, we're just in the rideshare industry a lot more. But the reality is there's so many companies that are doing it. And it really needs to be looked at. And, you know, these companies are getting away with so much. It's insane.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But anyway, so that's that. And
great. Well, you know, it's not just a two-sided marketplace, though, sometimes, because you got to remember the investor. So,
talking about stocks now. You guys think it's cheap now? No. I actually just put a video on my finance channel today. Well, disruption. Uber Lyft getting disrupted. You know, please go check it out. Please subscribe. It's under @SergioAvidian. I don't talk about rideshare or gig economy, but I talk about, you know, how you can straighten your financial future, actually, because my background is in finance and I know that stuff 50 times more than rideshare, and I know enough about rideshare. So not financial advice, not trading advice, none of this is. However, so Uber stock, Chris, topped at $87 a share the day Elon announced the robo cab in Warner Center down here, Warner Brothers mm-hmm. Studios. That was the day that Uber stock gapped up at 87, 2.1 billion shares out. Company's worth $180 billion. Okay. That's what the market capitalization was. Since then, we had the earnings reports. The last 6 weeks, we closed today at 60. So we have a $27 sell-off, which is over 30% now. And the big hit came last week or a couple of weeks ago when Waymo said they're going to start services in Miami. That day, Uber and Lyft both lost 10%, right? So stock is at $60. At $60, company's worth about $125 billion market cap. So about $60 billion in market cap got wiped out so far in the last 6 weeks. I think it's gonna, you know. So I wanted to talk to you because a lot of you complain about Uber and Lyft, but when Uber was $23 a share and upfront fare showed up, and if you bought Uber stock, you know, you wrote it, you know, it's a 3x, 4x. Okay. So you all can do this. You all have, you know, Robinhood accounts, buy $100 worth, $200 worth, whatever, right? You can participate in the company's success instead of complaining constantly and saying, oh, they're screwing me, they're screwing me. Well, just join the, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. So you can always buy their stock and invest. So it seems like Uber and Lyft are diverging here. You know, more value, it seems like it's being seen in Lyft. And David Tepper, who was also the owner of the Carolina Panthers, multi-billionaire hedge fund manager, likes Lyft over Uber, and he's putting his money where his mouth is, and he's buying Lyft stock. Lyft stock also got hurt by down about 25% so far because of the, and there was a very negative news. I didn't put that up, but Waymo has the same amount of market share in San Francisco as Lyft does, Chris. So I put the video out.
The unicorn.
Yeah. I put the video out on my channel, finance channel today. Disruptors will get disrupted. Well, it seems like it's happening. And Waymo now just announced they're going to Japan. So that's the first international market that they're going into. However, are they going to, you know, we had, when did we have Phil on? A couple of weeks ago? Phil from Maxonomics, love that guy. And yeah, you know, like we discussed the use. You know, you got to start thinking about the business lines about this, right? So, what is Uber worth $60 a share and $125 billion, or is Lyft a better investment longer term at $6 billion? Is Uber worth 20x Lyft, 20 times Lyft, while Uber has 75% market share, Lyft has 25% market share? 3-1 there, 20-1 on the price ratio. Mr. Tepper may be right. I am not sure. But again, none of this is financial or investment advice. But if you're interested in this types of stuff and much more about Bitcoin and crypto and stocks and options and things like that, go subscribe to my other channel and join me on live stream on Friday, Power Hour.
All right. Domfo, I've been watching in the comments as Sergio was talking. Look, camera. If you don't have a camera, you got nothing.
Okay, he emailed me already, and I told him that. I mean, he keeps emailing me saying, please save me, please save me. There's nothing I can do for you, sir. If they deactivated you, they deactivated you.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's the game. And that's why you need to have a dash camera. We've been saying it before we even started the show on the channel. If you need, if you're driving, you need a dash camera. There's nothing else you can really do that's going to show anything different. I mean, well, the only other thing you can do is try to go to court and do something that way. But the reality is, if you don't have a dash camera, you're probably not going anywhere with Lyft.
Yep. No, well, either one. You need evidence. You know, he's keeps sending email after email. Look, I don't want to block you, Domfo, not here, but on my emails. But you can't keep sending me email after email, sending me a police report. I don't know. I don't do the vetting. If, you know, I have no special powers. I wish I did. I wish I can click my finger and get people reactivated. I'm not telling you I'm believing you or not believing you. All I'm saying is there's nothing I can do. So, sorry, man.
Honestly, the only thing you could probably do at this point is maybe talk to a lawyer and see what laws are in your area if you have something that has protections when it comes to deactivations. Other than that, you need a dash camera. Honestly, that's the only thing you need now when it comes to these things. So, yeah. Sorry and very unfortunate. Make sure you signed up for Uber. Make sure you signed up for, you know, other companies that are in your area. So hopefully, you know, having Lyft not available to you will not be an inconvenience, even though it's going to suck for a little bit. But that's pretty much all I can tell you. And then if you are still continuing to do rideshare on Uber, get a dash camera.
Well, this may be your, you know, blessing in disguise. I'm sure you're capable of doing something else. I don't want to sound harsh, but a lot of people, Chris, get stuck in this hamster wheel that they think this is the only thing they can do. Hey, man. They're, you know, a human is capable of doing much, much more than just getting in a car and driving from point A to point B, okay? And that's why you guys need to look out for yourselves. And look, true financial freedom comes with many different things. It doesn't come by driving Uber or Lyft. That's just temporary cash flow. That's it. This is not a career. And we keep saying it. This is a ratchet channel, man. But don't use this as a career, you know? It's not. And they can do this. They can do whatever they want. And you have no recourse. You know, just you can't go to HR. You can't do anything. This is it.
Yep. Well, sorry that happened. And hopefully we wish you the best on, you know, whatever comes next. But yeah, unfortunately, the only thing you can do really, like I said, is have a dash camera. And for everybody else who doesn't have a dash camera, please get one. I mean, it's they're part of doing business now. You got to protect your ass. You got to cover your ass. And a dash camera is exactly that. Not only that, if you need commercial insurance, one of the big things when it comes to commercial insurance in general. So if you are a lawn care maintenance, if you are somebody who's mobile and using vehicles for a business that's not even related to rideshare or the gig economy, car insurance and commercial insurance, more importantly, is looking at dash cameras to making sure you have dash cameras because there's so many things that are out there now. So yeah, they want dash cameras as well too, put into fleet vehicles. So this is something where we're not just saying this to say this. Go out, get a dash camera, protect your ass. You need to.
Yeah, you do part-time, you do 10 trips a week. You do 10 trips a week, 100 trips a week. You need dash cam.
Exactly. So with that being said, let's move on. Let's go on a little bit nicer tangent here. Some Swifties, Tay-Tay. The fans are some generous tippers.
This is how much Uber has, you know, data power. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you put the lifting together with this? Okay, it's okay.
I put the wrong thing up. Hold on, where is it?
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Uber has Uber has so much asymmetric information advantage, bro, over the rider and the driver. Look at this. It turns out Taylor Swift fans are generous tippers. No shit. They're in a good mood. They just got rocked for those tickets for the Swifties. Swifties took 353,000 Uber rides on their way to the Eras Tour and tipped their drivers 8 times the average. Yes, Swiftie fans. Although I don't like her, but yes. The Eras Tour is the highest grossing concert tour of all time. Uber said that more than 353,000. Chris, that's ridiculous. 353,000. How does Uber know that? Uber knows where you live. Uber knows where you're going. Uber knows where they pick you up. Uber knows your underwear color. Uber knows everything. Uber knows more about you than your mother knows about you, man.
So, well, if you order through Uber Eats, absolutely.
Uber Eats, Uber Rideshare, Uber whatever. Uber knows that shit. Uber is good.
Well, I mean, Uber Eats, though, is still like you can pick up stuff and have it delivered. So, yeah, you can absolutely.
Yeah, man. And the Eras Tour, so... which 149 shows across 21 countries, and obviously Uber is global, and look at this info on more than 3,000 of those rides, Swifties stopped to pick up their friends en route to the concert. See how much information they have, bro. See how much information.
But that's not that much. I mean, think about it: 353,000, and only 3,000. Yeah. So that means 350,000. Dude, first of all, I don't know about you, but if I was going to a concert and I was using Uber or Lyft to take me there, dude, I would have everybody over, or we would be in a specific spot pregaming our asses off. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. No, right.
3,000 of you riders need to learn better. You shouldn't be picking them up. You should be pregaming before the show.
Yeah. And you know, they all got ripped, by the way, coming out of that show. You know that, right? Surge to the moon. Oh, God.
You got more than, just to go to the concert in general.
But what I like is there was one that tipped $120 on a single trip. Swifties were also particularly generous tippers, according to Uber's data. The average concert goer tipped 8 times more than a typical Uber passenger. So the number is 10%. So 10% of regular Uber trips gets tips on. That's it. That's Uber's numbers, not mine. Mm-hmm. So this is 8 times. Wonderful. In one noteworthy instance, a fan traveling to one of Swiss's Miami shows. Hey, Miami drivers. Was it you? $120 tip. Uber did not share specifics on tip averages. Of course not. It didn't immediately respond. So good job, Swifties. You guys tipped 8 times more than the average. Lovely. Thank God. There you go. You know, but... Yeah, Swiftie does have a economic force, though. That shit, you know, cities love having her in town.
Oh yeah, for sure. My suggestion is that then I guess if Taylor Swift comes to you in Eras 2, you might want to go drop them off or pick them up or something, because you might actually get some tips.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to deal with the traffic though. Oof.
William, look at this one. William says, they always tip. I was in Detroit driving for their concert out there, made $1,200 that weekend. Boom, there you go.
Wow.
Good job. That's lovely. So Swifties, thumbs up. Don't like your boyfriend either, but it's okay.
I'm not going to say anything there, but either way.
It's okay, bro.
All right. Yeah, let's move on, though. Let's talk about it. We've talked about a couple of the people on the naughty list. We need to talk about another one coming from Uber, putting you on the naughty list. Bro, Uber Eats, Dara, you're getting coal for Christmas this year, and you ain't going to be able to squish that down into a diamond, so don't even think about it. But Uber Eats be changing the total at checkout. What's going on here, Sergio?
You know my two favorite words about this, right? About the Uber One subscriber thing, DoorDash's Dash Pass. Hold on, DoorDash. I'm not saying DoorDash is doing this, so don't get me wrong, DoorDash. when I was traveling, Uber was offering me a 20% discount on all my rideshare trips. But, you know my two favorite words. The letter or the first word starts with an H. Hocus pocus. You know why? You know what Uber does, right? They go, oh, it's a 20% discount. I'm like,
on what?
On what? They jacked the price up, give you the 20%, make you feel all good so you can order an Uber because you're getting a 20% discount. Uber, not knowing that I'm a driver as well, I exactly know that's what that trip is going to cost. After, you know, they jacked up, the algo jacks the price up, gives you the discount, makes themselves look all good, but you ain't getting that 20%. It's all hocus pocus. And this guy, supposedly he's an influencer, and he has an Uber One account, and he was supposed to get this $5.56, and he blasted this on TikTok, and it got 10 million views. So ultimately, the consumer is waking up to this, Chris. We've been saying this forever, mm-hmm. forever, but we're a small channel, whatever. But this is what they do. They do the bait and switch. They go like, here's the 20% discount, but I jack the price up anyway. Before I give you the 20% discount and you feel good about yourself using the platform, this guy says, this is illegal and false advertising. FTC, are you watching? Did you watch that video? This is supposed to be an influencer. None other than influencer James Charles. Do you know who this dude is? I don't know who he is. My kids probably know it.
I don't know.
Okay, so posted Charles's secondary account. The video shows the difference between the total he has shown on the Uber Eats app and what the app tried to charge his card at checkout. Oh, so they said, hey, this is his $5.56 or whatever it is, the Uber One subscription discount. But then right at the end, when you go check out and right before you click order, whoop, they put the thing back in. That's what the gist of this is. And he's irate about his $5.56, and he called it illegal and false advertising. James, this happens all the time to drivers, man. Welcome to our club. We get hocus pocused all the time. Don't worry.
Yep. Well, yeah. They're doing it on both sides of the marketplace. But either way, I think the biggest takeaway from this is there were other people. This article was a lot more than these couple of screenshots that we have. But there were people who were also complaining that they were seeing the exact same kind of thing where, you know, they went to order, they got the total, and then when they went to go check out, like, they were charged more. So, yeah, it's definitely something that you want to watch out about. And it's definitely something that if it is happening and you notice it, take screenshots and send it our way, because we would love to see any of the changes.
We actually
this year supposed to actually pay and what they wanted you to pay or tried to get you to pay.
You know, we need to focus more this year, I think, Chris, on the consumer side of the stories like this. I'm going to interview more consumers. Remember, I tweeted one out. There was a lady that says she's using a lot less Uber now. Remember that one? I want to have her on the show. She seems like
her name is Alex.
Exactly. And he goes, hi, Uber Eats. I would love a word. I mean, that's going to Philippines. I don't know if you're going to get anywhere there, Charles or James. I would love a word because you guys are currently stealing, not my words, James's words, stealing from your customers in broad daylight. Okay. And this is a class action lawsuit waiting to happen. I mean, look, a lot of drivers throw this for a class action lawsuit. Nothing happens, but maybe somebody will listen to you. Maybe you have enough influence. And somebody in the chat said they'll hire him, have him do a couple of commercials, and then get rid of the problem that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, James, you can.
Well,
you can
either way, moral of the story is if you are using Uber Eats, on the customer side, then make sure you check out all of the prices. If you see any discrepancies, let us know. Send us screenshots so we can verify all that good stuff too, what they're trying to get on a difference of pay. And we will gladly bring that to everyone's attention.
Yeah, hocus pocus. Hocus pocus everywhere. Rider and driver, and we all get the hocus pocus.
We've been doing this for a little while and we appreciate it. I mean, 137 episodes, which is awesome. And we're literally ending out 2024 with this being our last show of 24. Because the next 2 weeks, we will not be with Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. We want you guys to either spend time with family or go out and make money, whatever you feel like doing, or friends, whatever parties you got going on. But we want to take a special moment and say thank you for all the people who have been watching and listening to us. I mean, Matt and Trent. You know, they sent their top fives in what podcasts they're listening to, and we made it to number two behind Lex Friedman and Rebel Force Radio Star Wars podcast, which is pretty cool. So we're number two, which is pretty awesome. So thank you guys.
I love Lex. So I listen to Lex all the time. You know, on Matt's, we're number two and five. Look, behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel there.
I mean, look, man, we're not chump change here, you know? I mean, we are, you know what? We are the Mr. Beast of rideshare. That's why we are. And it's a niche market, but we are the Mr. Beast. I know there are other channels, you know, whatever, but we are the Mr. Beast. So much appreciated. You know, we are on all the podcast channels, you know, all the major ones. Spotify, are we on Apple? Yeah, we are on Apple. I don't know. You know better. You tell me. I don't know. We thank you
for the support. All of them. I'm going to say. Yeah, we definitely appreciate it. So thank you everybody for listening. We do appreciate that. But don't worry, we still got a couple more things to go over. So don't think this is the show over yet. We just wanted to highlight this and just say thank you for listening. We appreciate that. We do have a couple of things coming up. So again, make sure you stay tuned because we are not going anywhere just yet when it comes to
need your help, actually.
So keep listening. Yes. So we'll be doing that in just a few minutes, though. So with that being said, let's move on. Let's talk about a Seattle pimp sentence for shootout with a Uber driver. He's helping a girl escape.
Hey, man, I take my hat off to this Uber driver. He got in a shootout with this a-hole to protect the girl from trafficking, right? They were in the pimp's car. He got 15 years for this, by the way. Good. Seattle pimp sentenced for a shootout with Uber driver who was helping a girl escape. So the victim, who was in the pimp's car, jumped out of the car in her underwear, Jesus Christ, and began asking for help from passing drivers. A police report says an Uber driver saw the woman in distress and allowed her to get in his van. Van? What do you mean? Oh, you mean like whatever. Okay. The Uber driver sped away from the area and Bert, you know, I read his street name. There, his street name is Dice Capone, right there. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bye.
Ain't no ale, man.
Dice, jingle bells. See you later.
don't drop the soap.
Uber driver saw the woman distressed get in his van. Uber driver sped away from the area and Bert, that's his real name, Dice Capone, gave chase in his SUV. Bert then began shooting at the Uber driver, who was armed also and shot right back at Bert. Nobody got hurt and during the gun battle, but the girl was saved and Bert's going to the pen for 15 years. He got 15 years. And
hey, Dice, you got a purty mouth.
But so if you are an Uber driver,
don't drop that soap.
I don't know. He looks like a tough guy. I don't think he's afraid of soap. But all I'm saying is that, you know, a lot of
he'll be afraid of something else.
Yeah. Good question. No, he was not on a trip, so I don't think he got deactivated, Jeff. Did the driver get deactivated for carrying a weapon? I don't think this was during a trip. The app is not on. I can carry whatever the heck I want. No, this happens quite a bit, I bet you. Don't you think this human trafficking shit on Ubers and Lyfts? I bet you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that, but you also got drugs with Uber Connect. Of course. It happens all the time. It's an unfortunate thing. And that's why they keep sending emails all the time. Like, try to know what's going on. Like, try to pay attention. I mean, another thing to add to what you got to do besides being, you know, everybody under the sun to some of these passengers. But I mean, if you can definitely help out where you can, because you are aware of the signs, you know, you can save somebody. So it's definitely something that you want to pay attention to if you can.
Absolutely. And hence you still need that dash cam. That's, you know,
yes.
I mean, I'm telling you. Yeah. And this dude, I mean, brilliant. Well, no. Okay, this guy. Okay, this makes headlines. First of all, this guy was not an Uber driver. He was not. However, he positioned himself at high-end hotels and presented himself as an Uber driver, Okay. It goes to show how branding works, how powerful Uber brand is, because a lot of tourists got in his car. And this guy, Nur Hussein is his name. Nur Hussein Hussein. Hussein Hussein. Too many Husseins in there.
Say that 10 times fast.
Nur Hussein Hussein. So he's from Arizona, and he got arrested. So what he would do, Chris, he would get the riders in, because they're in Phoenix, let's say, you know, there's high end like Four Seasons and shit like that, and they obviously they're unsuspecting, you know. I mean, there's a car in front with an Uber sign, Uber tag probably, or you know, on the window, and this guy comes, yeah, I'm Uber, you know, where are you going, kind of a thing. Long story short, what he would do is he would get their phones. First of all, if you're a rider, don't ever give your phone to the driver. And if you're a driver, don't ever give your phone to the rider, ever.
This same scam has happened to other drivers where the passenger gets in the car and they're like, oh, my phone's died. Can I use yours to call somebody or something? And then they take your Uber app and they change your account information to them. And then your money goes to their account. And it was a whole hoopla. So, yeah, don't transfer phones.
Yeah, for sure. And so he would grab their phone, not grab, but he would, you know, take their phone, and he would act like he's editing the address or inserting the address that the drivers are going, the rider is going on the app. He would go, I guess he had the process pretty quickly. He had the process down, and he would go empty their crypto accounts, and he stole $300,000 in cryptocurrency. But Nur Hussein, in the Middle East,
you Noodlehead. We'll just call him Noodlehead.
Noodle. And he's getting, he's in front of the judge there. He's going to jail. He got busted, but before he got busted, he emptied a few people's Bitcoin, Bitcoin wallets. Hussein, buddy, this is not Afghanistan. Shit works differently. You're going to jail. So my thing to you is, Hussein, I mean, you know, if you were going to do shit like this, I mean, obviously it's pretty proficient, you know, to empty a wallet on somebody's phone, to your wallet, it takes like some doing. So he probably practiced things really, really well. And, oh, you know, sure. He stole some money. And yeah, sir, now, but, you know, you're lucky. This is not the Middle Eastern jails. You're going to a jail that you're going to get fed three squares, and you know, you'll probably come out. I don't know what the sentencing was on this, but he managed to steal $300K in crypto.
All right. Well, Sergio, I got something for you. I didn't know that you started your own place.
Look at this shit. Okay, I should
didn't know eat you started free. Your own pizza and kitchen.
I should eat there for free. Did you rate this? Did you go test it? Is this in Buffalo?
No, I got Chad sent me this. Shout out, Chad.
Where is it?
It's in Florida.
I was there. Okay, so
well, but, Orlando.
You know, in California, you know, this is like, it's a common name, Sergio, obviously. Once in a while I see my name on a storefront, you know, Sergio Tacos or some shit like that. You know, one of these days when I'm feeling really no pain because I had a couple of shots of something and I'm not driving, I'll be like, I go in there, I go, this is my store. Where's my free shit? You know, you're using my name. You can't use my name, you know, lawsuit or what now. But I'm like, this is pretty interesting. Pizza. I can sling a pizza, bro. There you go.
Hell yeah. Sergio's
pizza.
If it's as good as the pizza I love, my hat's off to you. But you're going to have to buy me a pizza.
I will buy you a pizza in January. Promise.
Oh, that's going to be some good pizza. I'll take you around New
York. I am definitely buying everybody pizza in New York, because you guys are all have to go to my favorite spot in New York City, in Brooklyn, John's on Bleecker Street, and we're going to eat some coal-fired New York fucking pizza. That's what we're going
to
do.
I would go to Frank's Pizza in the Bronx. That's where we would go.
Always
go
test yours, but nobody's better than – not. I'm telling you, man – Sergio Lahmacun. Yeah, there you go. Lahmacun is, I love Lahmacun. Look, Lahmacun is Armenian pizza. I mean, what the hell? There you go. But yeah, John's on Bleecker Street, bro. Off the hook, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, as I had mentioned earlier, first off, thank you for a great 2024. Obviously, we are going to continue this show going into 2025 with two shows not on the week. We actually took are taking our first weeks off in 137 weeks. So good job, Sergio, going full steam ahead on those. And, you know, we just want to keep on improving, keep on doing things, making sure you guys know what is going on within the rideshare industry, everything that's going on. Will, thank you for becoming a member. 8 months. Awesome.
Thank you.
So, yeah, if you have any feedback or thoughts on what you'd like to see, what you'd like to have input on, changes, anything like that, you know, email Sergio, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. Let's check it out and let's make 2025 even better than this year.
Okay, so I want to thank everybody here and who's going to watch it later, and obviously Chris as well. Wait, is this Cheeky Chops guy who just spams the board nonstop? He comes on my finance channel, does the same shit. Are you in New York, Cheeky Chops? Because if I come in New York in January, I'm going to find you. Now, Lucali, yeah, it's over the top. It's like $40 for a little shishi pizza. I
think Cheeky is just very well all over the place in just general.
Everywhere. I got you. Yeah.
That's the way to live, man.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so hold on a second. Macro-baked. Enjoyed the show this year, guys. I started in April. I grossed $35,000 that I got to add onto my income, and it brought me over six figures. Hey, macro-baked. Email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. It'll be my honor to put you on behind the wheel, because this is what we're going to do. First of all, appreciative of all the support. You guys helped us to achieve two milestones. We're at 203,000 almost subscribers. That's 100% more than a couple of years ago, almost. And we just cracked 50 million views. So my sincerest gratitude to all of you who watch now and later, but we want to get better. Okay. One of the reason we think we're successful is because we present a balanced view, and sometimes we bash the companies, rightfully so. And we do a lot of investigating in the background. We'll get you a lot of money, and we have, but we want to get better. So I need your help. Chris needs your help. The channel needs your help. Please. My email is open, as always. Email me all the ideas you have, whatever it is. Even if you think it's not important, just email me ideas, not just topic specific, because we're okay with that. We're pretty efficient with that. The flow of the show, what we should do, any new, you know, ideas, add some freshness to it. Because after doing something for 2.5 years, you know, it could get a little stale, and we don't want it to get stale, and we want to listen to our audience. And we want to take our cue from you. And please, please email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. All your ideas, all your wishes, what we should talk more about, what we should talk less about, whatever it is. I am not closed-minded. I'm open-minded to any opinions and ideas. We don't block people here. And unless you're like completely an a-hole and belligerent idiot, then you're gone. I don't think I've blocked any. I don't think I can count in my one hand that how many people I blocked on this channel. Everybody's opinion is welcome. So, bottom of my heart, thank you. I may squeeze a Q&A. I don't know. I'll think about it. But you guys will know. So, subscribe, put a thumbs up, so you get turn on notifications. I appreciate it. Chris appreciates it. Harry appreciates it. We all do. Thank you so much for the support, and we'll be back in 2025. Please be safe and stay healthy.
And with that being said, get out there, make that money, make the end of 2024 very strong, and we'll see you in 2025.